Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is the opportunity for those in the audience who wish to comment on matters that are not on the agenda to come forth and be heard. Is there anyone in the audience? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
We're together.
You're together? Come.
Howard Bohannon.
Okay. Is this an action item or is this a public comment?
If they're coming during a public comment period, it is a normal action item. This is a acceptance of probation. They've been on suspension. They showed up today from North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Let's go with that. What I'd like to do is hear your report first.
Yes,
were you previously sworn this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Proceed.
Okay.
Then we'll get with y'all. Thank you.
Of course, we have Mr. Howard Bohannon and his daughter, Beverly. And back in October of last year, we brought forth about 40-some cases of this commission on people who are missing reports from the 06-07 seasons and part of 08. They were served by the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission to appear at that meeting, but were unable to. At that time, as with any others who did not appear, we placed them under suspension until the time they could appear. They come before us today wanting to come off the suspension. They understand that the staff recommendation is 2 years probation with any missing reports prior to the 2010-2011 season, that they will not be issued either of those licenses. And they have, in my office earlier this morning, accepted that probation. As far as being agreeing to it.
Agreeing to it. Yeah. Still owe the reports.
They are up to date.
Up to date. Okay. Raise your right hands. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth except for God. State your name, please, sir, for the record.
Howard O'Bohannes.
And your name, ma'am? Okay. Did you understand what Mr. Griss said about the necessity to get the reports in? Two years probation. If you fail to get the reports again, get them in on time, you face suspension. It's very important to get the reports in so we can manage the stocks in the appropriate way. So just wanted to let you know that. I don't believe in giving a ticket and a talking to at the same time, so that's a talking to. Matters before the commission.
Is
there a second to the motion? Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Okay. Who's next? Public comment.
Yes, sir.
Coming before you to request possible extension of the plan management area.
Your name, please, for the record.
John Ligliotta from Object this year.
Okay.
I've got four letters total. Myself, Bill Farr, Seafood, Sea Farms, and Shells Unlimited.
Okay.
People that are currently getting clams from down in the clam management area. Your clam management area is open for 4 months and has been extended to a fifth month already. And other than that, normally they'd go to the relay area, which it would be for 4 months and sometimes could be extended for another month. That would leave them with 2 months or 3 months roughly where people would work in places like the York River, the Cosin area, Mobjack Bay, or off the Chesapeake, say over Reedville or somewhere out in the Chesapeake.
Okay.
The way it is now, nobody's doing the relay. It's not cost effective for, we were the last person to do it. We didn't do it last year. We don't plan on doing it at least for a couple more years. We can't afford to purchase the cages necessary to do it. So for the time being, we're not going to be doing it. So that leaves them working, the watermen working in areas like we just mentioned for like a 7 month period, potentially a 7 month period. I've talked with, you know, people at BMRC and they say that the catch limit has not been that bad. It actually even improved slightly in the clam management area. The numbers I've heard thrown around, I'm sure they'll...
Yeah, I'm going to get that from them.
Right, but the numbers in the areas that I've mentioned, York and Mobjack, are probably half that, if that. And I'm hoping that maybe they could tell you what the numbers are in those areas. But I'm basing that on what they bring to me and what they'll catch a day in James River and what they'll catch a day when they will work.
Okay.
I'm requesting that maybe you could do something for and I'm sorry for the short notice on this, for maybe a month or even more, because whatever you, they have nowhere to go. They really don't, as far as where to harvest.
All right. Let me check. You want to introduce those letters?
Sure. Go ahead. With you.
Please. Who's handling this? Joe?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
What I'm providing is a written version of Mr. Vigliotti's request, which is the only letter that staff had received prior to this afternoon.
Okay.
And along with that is a draft emergency regulation that staff just developed. That would serve more or less a staff's recommendation. Put an extension on the current Newport News Management area, which is set to close at the end of April. This would allow for 30 days in May. At the sunset of that, it would not be staff's intention to come back and make that permanent. We would like to see the regulation go back to an April closure and handle this on a year-by-year basis.
So basically what you're saying is the Kashubi unit effort now will tolerate them going in there for another month, but at the same time will not degrade the overall standing stock. That's my concern.
Sure. There isn't a great deal of data on this. The reason why we put together this CPUE threshold was for a concern on what the harvest of the area looks like. As far as that goes, I also included a graph of the past 6 years. This April extension has only been in place since 2006. However, in the past, it had been quite common to do this by either emergency regulation. What we have here is you have a seasonal CPUE for the past 6 years. It seems stable as far back as the management area has been created. It's usually right around 200 clams per hour is what we're seeing. The only other thing that I could add to that is that when these management areas were established, it was not uncommon to have nearly 200 boats reporting in the area. At this point, we're much more used to seeing around 20 or less people reporting in the area.
And it is staff's recommendation for the month of April.
For an extension through
the month of May.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions of Mr. Semino? Well, y'all know my theory on emergency regulation, but at the same time, the code is specific. It says, if in an emergency, the adoption of a regulation is necessary for the immediate preservation of public peace, health, safety, welfare, or the protection of seafood industry, natural resource, marine resources, Commonwealth may probably necessary regulation. I think as far as the health of the industry is concerned, in this specific situation where apparently the CPUE is acceptable, I see a problem. Matters before the commission, this emergency regulation so it does not require a public hearing, matters before the commission.
Recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Hollinger, second. Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now, I don't believe, based on staff's recommendations, we do not need to advertise for a public hearing next month. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Understand, Mr. Vigliotta?
Yes, a couple things I would like to add. Next year, if this becomes a situation, we'll do a better job of getting to you in time where you could, if you necessary, have your public hearing. The other thing is the board has always been very, compassionate to people working underwater for whatever, they do go to harvest. The people that do the patent timing, the numbers are really, really down. Joe said, we've got maybe 20 in there now. And some of them won't even take advantage of this extension. Some will probably go wholesaling. There's other things that they do as they get into the summer months. But if there's anything you can do to look or to try to find places for these gentlemen to be able to work, you might be able to keep them still with us because, like I said, there's not many of them left.
We've had the discussion before.
Yes.
Still, I haven't forgotten it.
All right. Thank you.
John, good seeing you, sir. Have a good day. Anyone else wish to be? Captain Bob?
My friend today.
Bob Jensen.
Yeah, that's who I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm up here today just to relay some information to you, to let you know that in spite of what the Washington Post editorial said last Wednesday, the Chesapeake Bay, there is hope ecologically for the Chesapeake Bay. There really is. And especially for the oysters. Now, I've had trouble demonstrating my system here, so I got system two for North Carolina. And that's where I'm devoting my energies right now, in North Carolina. And where you're not a citizen of North Carolina, you can't own anything down there. You can't even own an oyster leaf. So I'm working with an oyster lease holder who wants to see some action. And so I won't be around for a while, but I have one of the most promising ecological oyster developments up in the Rappahannock River called Steamer Rock. And while I'm gone, I'd like you people to keep it in mind that if you ever want to get serious about oyster restoration, please call me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Best of luck to you to Tar Heel State. Next item on the agenda. Anyone else in public comment?